Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
It may be inevitable, but it doesn't make it any more understandable. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, including the standout wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Juju Smith-Schuster. He will join us in just about 10 minutes. You may recall the Steelers game with the Titans was postponed to Week 7 because of COVID-19 outbreak with Tennessee. We'll get his perspective as a player that's had to sort of go through this, be affected by this. Juju will be with us here in 9 minutes. Key Jay-Z with you. Just to get you caught up on the headlines real quick. Number one, the Pats have had Stephon Gilmore test positive for COVID-19. They're all-world defensive player this coming days after Cam Newton test positive. The Pats played Monday against the Kansas City Chiefs. The entire Chiefs organization took tests today. Every one of those tests came back negative. That's what we know for the moment. So that's the deal with Kansas City and New England. The deal with Tennessee, they thought maybe the worst was behind them. Nope. Two more positive tests today. Their facility was set to reopen today. They were bullish on playing the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, but clearly that is in jeopardy because the facility is not going to reopen. And the Las Vegas Raiders, I'll get used to saying that, the Las Vegas Raiders have had one player test positive as well. So Key, there you go. The Pats affected, the Titans re-affected, the Raiders affected, and obviously anybody who has played those teams has got to be nervous in their facility today.
No, you have to be. And the only way you're going to get out of the weeds is continue to keep testing, right? You got to continue to keep testing. And this was going to happen. It's not like we didn't expect it. At least I did. And I think Jay Will expected this to happen because they're not in a confined space. Everybody's just out and about. And, you know, you play the game, you go home, you go to the grocery store, you go to restaurants, you move around, and you're exposed. And the exposure is great. And so as you look at it, you if you're like the Kansas City Chiefs, what are you thinking? You just played the New England Patriots. You thought everything was okay because you played the game. Everybody was cleared to get on the plane. You're Stephon Gilmore. You land in Kansas City. You play. You come back to Boston, New England area. Now all of a sudden you test positive. You know, like you mentioned, the Tennessee Titans, they figured, oh, we're going back to practice today. This was a week ago. Everything's cool. Everything's all right. Now you have two more. And then you have the Raiders situation. And I'm sure before the end of the day, we'll probably have maybe some other teams and other players. This thing is not stopping at all.
So I guess the question is right now with Tennessee Titans, who are 3-0 in the AFC South, like if you're going to miss two games in a row, how do you start evaluating that as far as games played? I know this is going to be an asymmetrical season, but missing games – like, how do you evaluate that as if other teams play more games or records depending upon opponents that they were supposed to play? I guess that we're going to have to deal with that on the fly as well.
Did they postpone the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game to
week
bye
seven.
Week?
It's a week seven.
Is that their bye week?
Seven. We'll have
is
to check
their,
on that specifically.
Yeah, so if their bye weeks are open, then they may move teams and match them up during those bye weeks if they have to count. So that's the only way they're going to do it. Because you know the league ain't going to just – all of a sudden get rid of them games. Man, you know how that goes.
Yes. One thing I would just quickly mention, Jay, from a logistical standpoint, they have also discussed, this is just 1 week, we'll have to wait to see what the outbreaks are, there has been discussion about possibly eliminating the bye week before the Super Bowl. So that could get them 1 week back if they wanted to push everything back, and instead of having the bye week before the Super Bowl will go off without that 1 week break in there. So that's something to keep in mind, too. That would just help in terms of a handful of days, but it could be on the docket.
Here's what's going to make it arduous for the NFL. You're going to get random flares. So, yeah, you have to isolate randomly individuals that catch this, but, you know, relate to contact tracing. By the time you put all that information into flow, like if you're still trying to push forward and play, you're always going to potentially subject another team to the randomness of it. I guess, look, the NFL has already made it clear that they are going to push through, right? They made that known. I guess now it is handling all these different flare-ups on the fly and the byproducts of what happens with these teams if they affects them from not playing or playing.
Jay, you made the best point of all that people have to start really thinking about, and you kind of mentioned it on the front end, which is the Kansas City Chiefs, who have tested negative at this particular moment. They had tests this morning, and right now everybody's come back negative. It's pretty obvious they have the biggest star in the NFL, the face of the league right now. They just played a team that was stricken with two guys with the coronavirus, Gilmore/Newton, and now they are playing a team in the Las Vegas Raiders. So, Jay, that's a great point. Bookending playing teams before and coming this Sunday that have both had positive tests.
It's not a good situation to be in. And Key, I agree with you that I'm sure the Chiefs will be lock and step with the league and kind of parallel, you know, keep up to date and do their due diligence on who else is testing, how are they testing. Just the randomness of it has to make you extremely nervous, especially for a team that wants to win a Super Bowl. Obviously, they don't want to miss games. No team wants to miss games. But if you're sandwiched in between, and Stephon Gilmore, like you explained, okay, did he have it when we played? Now we're playing a team. Who else potentially has it on this team that we're about to play? And the Raiders, who has this player been around? We don't know who the player is yet. A lot of questions.
It's so interesting because this is the second week outside of playing the actual game that the Kansas City Chiefs have to alter what they do in terms of preparation. The first time around, it was, oh, well, Cam Newton, so we got to figure out what the scheme is now with Jared Stidham and Hoyer. We're going to do this. Now they have to alter what they're going to do with the Raiders because one of their players has contracted the positive test. And so it's like, okay, so what do we do? Oh, do we still game plan the same way? Are we going to – are they coming to play us? Are we having off days? All those sort of things are still in the works.
That's a question. I saw the NFL's protocol. We had it up on the screen. And one of the things it said is ban gatherings outside of practice facilities and things of that sort. How do you control
well,
that?
Well, you meaning like –
how do you mandate that, though?
But that's why they got fined, because Waller had the celebrity event.
I get you on events, right? But
that's considered the gathering, though, right?
No, I understand
and
that.
You shouldn't. They're saying that you shouldn't even do things like that.
What other gatherings? So when I would watch the Braves play, right, down in Atlanta – like, there's no fans inside their stadium, but outside the stadium, they had gatherings of people that came together to watch the game.
No, but I think this is protocols for the players and staff in the NFL.
I understand. That's all I guess I'm asking you is, if you're with your family, you decide to go to the park.
Well, they're saying don't.
I know, but like a lot of things you're not supposed to do, right? But there are things that you're like, well, I want to go
but
spend some
want
time
you to
with
be,
my-
they want you to be responsible and not do those things. They're just saying to take the measures to
no,
not
Key, I don't think you're getting my point. I guess I'm asking you, how do you follow that? How do you track all that? So if I decide to go to a park with my family, I hang out with my family, and there's 20 other families around, our kids are interacting with me at a soccer game, is that a gathering? Hey, can I can contract COVID from that. So I know you're saying
to
be responsible.
They want you to be responsible. That's
I know,
what,
that's but
what
that's what I'm saying. Define responsibility. Like you going to have dinner outside of a restaurant? Are you allowed to do that? Is that a gathering? If there's 10 other tables around, how do you mandate that? How do you do that?
I think when we start trying to dive into it too deep, I think restaurants is not considered to the NFL a gathering because you're 6 feet apart. It's a small table. It's
are
a
you
small
six
group.
Feet apart at restaurants?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
You're
in their
trying
mind,
to justify that. I'm just asking
saying
questions.
That's the way they're thinking, opposed to what went on with the Las Vegas Raiders. They don't want that. They don't want that part of it.
I understand that. It's just, you know, we live in this world, obviously everything gets, you know, put out on social media. If that doesn't come out on social media, we never know about it. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that don't come out on social media because they're everyday things that we typically do in our lives that we don't register to not think about, hey, should I not be doing this? Should I be doing this? It just puts every player in that predicament moving forward when you don't have a bubble.
When they're not in a bubble, people are going to do things. They're only human. There's no question about it. The league is smart enough to know that guys are going to go eat. Guys are going to go out. They're going to go watch games or whatever they're doing. They're going to go over their friend's house. That's just what it is.
Just seems like it makes it such an arduous task.
You're right. You're right. On a day-to-day basis, hour-by-hour basis, two quick points. The NFL is also using video monitoring, essentially, not just on the field to see if the coach has the mask down by the chin. They want facility footage of guys walking in the hallways, walking to the training room, walking to the calf, walking into the facility, walking out of the facility. And a lot of that is because a lot of people in the league don't believe the players are taking this seriously. Now, we've got this from Diana Russini. Here we go. Defensive tackle Maurice Hurst was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list Tuesday. He is the Raiders player who tested positive for the virus, a source telling Diana Russini. And Key, you cover the NFL draft. You know the background of some of these players as they enter the league. And there is something very notable here about Maurice Hurst we should know.
Yeah, he had an underlying heart condition when he was at the University of Michigan. I think it was from an EKG his freshman year. So, you know, I don't know where it's at now, but back then it was there. And that was one of the reasons and questions during the draft process of his medical. And so now that's something to think about.
Pre-existing condition, Jay.
Did he fall in the draft due to that condition?
I think he slipped a little bit because of that. Dominant player at Michigan. Yeah. Should have went higher.
So Gilmore for the Pats, Newton for the Pats, 20-plus members of the Titans, nobody yet from the Chiefs, one member of the Raiders. That's the summation. Here is ESPN Pats reporter Mike Reese on why the Pats were very cautious here, because you sometimes can't rely on the testing.
My understanding is that they've been doing these rapid tests, and they had the first indication on a rapid test. This is my understanding of it, that there was a positive. But sometimes those tests are viewed as not necessarily as reliable as the test that they send away to a lab. And so they had an indication, I believe, yesterday, but they wanted to make sure that it wasn't a false positive, because as we've seen around the league, there have been some situations with rapid tests with false positives. So they waited until the test that they sent to the lab came back, and that's when they learned more definitively of the positive result.
So that's the logic there from the Pats, courtesy of our Mike Reese, ESPN Pats reporter. We mentioned we were going to be joined on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line by Juju Smith-Schuster, an outstanding wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, off to a brilliant start in his young career, and he joins us this morning. Juju, I guess the first thing I want to ask is, you've been personally affected because the Steelers game with the Titans has been postponed, moved to week 7, and now you have a rash of news today with Stephon Gilmore and Maurice Hurst and more for the Titans. As a player, somebody that's directly affected by what's going on in the league and all these tests, what are your thoughts on this?
Man, it's tough, man. Obviously, we had a meeting today, and our head coach, talked about, being grown, being professional, just doing the protocol. People who are not non-football players have to show your lanyard with your COVID device in there, just showing proof that, if it's beeping red, 6 feet away, less chairs, and it's very interesting. It's crazy that around, our bye week was week 7, now it's week 4, and it was uncalled for. Now we have 13 games straight, and it's like, the Titans are still testing positive. Do they play this week, their game week, and we play in week 7? How's it going to work if the Patriots are still going to be playing? So it's a lot of things, is our season going to be pushed back until February, March? Is it going to be longer this year? So, as a player, for us, and as our team, we're just doing a protocol, doing everything that's right. I believe the NFL has, video cameras on all teams, making sure everyone's wearing their mask, doing the protocol stuff. So everything is basically being held to standard, being more professional.
What's up, Trojan?
What up? Fight on, baby.
Man, fight on for sure. How would you feel about a bubble if they decided to come back in the next, weeks or so and say, we're getting ready to put everybody in a bubble so we don't even have to worry about this?
I think that would be interesting. I think the biggest, problem with the bubble is that, where is the location going to be? You're hosting 32 teams. You're talking about hotels, practice squad, players, obviously being around each other and stuff like that. Nobody being allowed in the perimeter of the bubble. So I wouldn't mind it. As long as we get games in, as long as we can play, and, give, the fans what they want.
Juju, this weekend it says 5,500 fans will now be allowed in the stands for your game. What will it be like to see fans actually back in the stands again?
It's going to be fun, man. I think it'll be super exciting. They're probably going to be spread out, obviously. 5,500 and 68,000, seating stadiums. It's going to be a lot different, but it's better to have people there than to have nobody there. So it's really cool that our governor's on that.
Let me ask you this, Juju. Last year, obviously, everything was chaotic with the Pittsburgh Steelers, from the Antonio Brown situation to Big Ben getting hurt to just everything, trying to make a late comeback surge to get into the playoffs. Now that you got Big Ben back, do you feel like that you are back to the Juju of old?
Most definitely. I think, not just including myself, but I think our whole team, we have that emotion and that feeling of, we're a lot smoother, and this is a team that, the people know who the Steelers are. I do feel confident, when you have a quarterback like that who can make plays for you, and I'm pretty sure you could understand that situation. Last year was tough, obviously playing, without Ben and having a couple of injuries, and me dealing with injuries that, being out for a period of time. This year, everyone's healthy, everyone's good. you know, we're going to, you know, week five, and, you know, we're undefeated. So I can't complain. You know, our defense are doing their thing. So, you know, we're off to a good start. I think having Ben back is great for all of us.
Juju, tell me about your defense, T.J. Watt and company. Do you guys have the best defense in the NFL?
Most definitely. I do believe that. I think we have guys all the way around. I don't know how many first rounders we have on defense, but I think we have like 10, maybe. So, I mean, those guys are just making plays, and that's why we drafted them.
Juju, when you look around the league, there's a number of young quarterbacks, and there's a number of old guys. Old guy being Ben Roethlisberger, young guy being Sam Darnold. You play with Sam at USC, and here in New York, he's kind of been under a little bit of heat here and there.
A little bit.
Well, I mean,
yeah, okay.
A little bit. I'm trying to soften it up a little bit. People are kind of, you know, not happy with him at the quarterback spot, so to speak. You endorsed him as a future quarterback possibly for the Pittsburgh Steelers when Ben Roethlisberger retires. Do you think that that could possibly happen? Do you think that that's a something for real in sight?
I'm sorry. Cam Harrell was yelling. What quarterback were you guys talking about?
Sam, man, where your ears at?
Nah, sorry. Nah,
like, I taught you better than that.
Nah. I mean, honestly, I think Sam Darnold is a great player. You know, I played with him in college. So he's not a guy that, you know, I'm not going to throw nobody's name out there. I mean, he's a guy that I've seen play, you know, before. And obviously, you see him do, you know, Thursday night. A guy who can run the ball, who's mobile, who can throw the ball on a run, get out of the pocket, and also send the pocket. You know, Ben, I think Ben, you know, Ben's a great player. You know, I love Ben. You know, I thought if Ben could play for 10 more years for my career, I would gladly take that. But at the end of the day, you know, obviously I want the best, you know, for myself, my teammates, and everybody else. So, I mean, if there's a future out there to play with Sam one day, I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
Juju, I have to do this because this is what we do at ESPN. Rank me your top five wide receivers in the NFL. You're allowed to use yourself in this category if you would like.
Top five wide receivers. Do I have to put it in order or no? I have to say
no. Whatever you want.
Devonta Adams. I'm putting OBJ in there, Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, and Tyreek Hill. Wow. Those are my top five.
Did you miss D Hop?
Oh, I did miss D Hop. I have so many great players.
That's why I say you only get five, man.
Top six.
No, this isn't keys rankings. No arbitrary numbers. Only five.
So y'all can get anybody. Y'all can say anybody. But, oh, you miss Julio? Oh, you miss?
No. Because see, I'm going DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones. Who am I missing there?
Devontae Adams, OBJ.
Devontae Adams. OBJ is cool, but his circumstances is such that I don't know from week to week what it might be.
Jarvis, Landry.
No.
Okay.
Jarvis is good, but he ain't top five.
All right.
Juju.
I thought he could put his name in there. I said, go ahead.
Yeah, Juju going to eat. He going to eat.
Juju, I got to tell you, it'll be a little unprecedented to have, you know, 5,500 fans. Like you said, with the Eagles coming to town, this is obviously a big game for you guys. Probably a huge game for them. Could potentially save their season. They've been struggling, as you know, on the other side of the state. Really appreciate your perspective this morning, and have fun out there in front of those 5,500 fans. Probably about 65,000 less than normal, but what is normal in 2020? Thank you, Juju.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Fight on.
Thanks, man.
All right, so he essentially said it would be interesting. He didn't think a bubble was logistically possible, and I think he made some good points.
But I think people went with it. Okay, so the bubble to me, if I'm putting the bubble together, I'm not putting it together in Orlando like basketball. I'm staying within the city in which those teams are. I'm staying in Boston or Foxborough. I'm staying in New Jersey. I'm staying in Green Bay. And I'm isolating in that hotel that can hold our staff and our team and whoever else we need. And that's it. And then when we go to practice, we get on the bus. We come back from practice, we're on the bus. That's the bubble I'm talking about. I'm not talking about 32 teams in one location. Because you fly charter. Your planes are going to be cleaned. sterilized to a max. Everything will be, you know, that's what I'm saying. I think people keep saying bubble. They're thinking NBA, WNBA bubble, and I'm not. I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying, Jay? I'm thinking right there in that city, in that location, because the majority of practice facilities are in the suburbs. They're not in cities. They're like out in isolated locations. So there's plenty of hotels in those isolated locations that can house all those players and staff. But again, you're taking them away from their families for an extended period of time.
We'll see what happens. Obviously, this is a week-to-week, minute-by-minute situation still to come. Wait a minute. What did the Washington football team just do regarding their quarterback situation?
Uh-oh.
That is on the way.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Pleasure to be joined this morning by Dave Jacoby. You hear him on Jalen and Jacoby, weekdays to Eastern on ESPN. And for exclusive content, I want to mention this. If you can't get enough Jalen and Jacoby, the podcast has exclusive content you're not seeing on television. So if
yes.
you love the fellas.
It's exclusive, all right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes. Make sure you check it out on television and obviously download it anywhere you get podcasts. It is a tremendous listen. And you join us this morning on the in studio. Keyshawn is on Get Up at the moment. So if you want to get Key's thoughts on the NFL, he's over on ESPN. But it's great to have Dave with us. Want to start with a little NFL, get you right into it, put you right into the hot right. seat. The Washington football team getting set to play the Los Angeles Rams this weekend, making a change at quarterback. Dwayne Haskins, who has struggled and has not gotten support publicly or privately from first-year head coach Ron Rivera, is moving to Kyle Allen. If that name is familiar, Allen played well out of the gate for Rivera last year when Rivera was in his final year in Carolina. What do you think about that?
I think that you put it really well. He played well out of the gate because when Kyle Allen took the reins for Carolina, I remember watching a game. I believe it was against the Packers. I'm not positive. I remember saying to myself, wow, look at the ball come off his hands. Look at this. He's scoring touchdowns against tough defenses. And then when he continued to be the starting quarterback for the Panthers, it all kind of fell apart. And I think this says a lot more about Dwayne Haskins than it does Kyle Allen, because this is sort of the second regime that has, you know, kicked the tires on Dwayne Haskins and decided that he might not be the quarterback of the future.
Look, it's okay to say you're not sure if Dwayne Haskins is it. And Zubin, we've had this debate multiple times. Like, I'm not into this whole white glove, treat him like he's all delicate. Go out and take the job. If you want it, go out and take it. Don't have the worst QBR in the NFL. He has the worst QBR in the NFL. All right, he's thrown for 4 TDs, 3 INTs. I understand that their offensive line struggled. He's gotten sacked a lot. But still, it's your job to go take. Kyle Allen, if you can prove you want the job, go take it. But right now, for where they are, I know they're second place. Well, I think they're second place in the NFC East.
Does it count? Does it count in the NFC East? Is there a first, a second, third, fourth place in that conference?
Second of worst of being last. I mean, it's the same thing. But just go get it. I'm down for it.
Let's talk about the other huge story in the NFL this morning. If you just heard in our Sports Center update, or if you're just joining us, Stephon Gilmore, superstar cornerback for the Pats, the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year, the reigning Defensive Player of the Year, stricken with coronavirus. Cam is getting over it. The Chiefs have all tested negative. They just played the Pats. The Raiders have a positive test. The Titans have 2 more positive tests. Where are we going here?
This NFL season feels like a boat to me, right? It just sort of feels like a boat. You're in a boat, everything's cool, and there's a little hole in the boat. Oh, you know, some Titans tested positive. All right, we'll plug that hole. We'll reschedule that game. Oh, we got another hole in the boat. Cam Newton tested positive. All right, we'll put that on Monday. But it's starting to feel like there's a couple more holes in the boat that we might have to restructure the foundation of the boat. I've stretched this analogy way too far, but it is to say that it feels like if this continues to pop up on different teams, on different coasts, and different groups, that they might have to have a meeting, they might have to shut down for a couple of weeks and really figure out a way that they can continue this so it's scalable. It doesn't feel scalable in this moment.
The only problem is that if you do shut down, which, you know, look, DJ, they might have to do that. But if you're going to do that in the winter, that's when this stuff is going to be at its worst, right? I mean, who knows what the data supports anymore, but you have to consider people being indoors more than ever, right? Being cold weather, you're not doing a lot of things outside, and that just puts people at a higher risk.
Yeah. One other thing we should mention, now this is really interesting, just to go back to Haskins for a second, because the news is coming fast and furious. I want to keep everybody that's listening anywhere you are, smart speakers in your car, sitting at work, Zoom, whatever you got. How about this, Dave? And how about this, Jay? The number one quarterback is going to be Kyle Allen. He is going to supplant Dwayne Haskins against the Rams for the Washington football team. His association with Rivera is clear, having been together in Carolina. The number two quarterback for the Washington football team is going to be Alex Smith.
Wow.
Coming off 18 surgeries, almost lost his leg, could have lost his life.
So they announced that.
They have announced that. They've announced that officially. So Haskins will be the third quarterback, and that would lead you to believe that if in any case Kyle Allen would have to come off the field, a guy that some people thought would never get back on the field, and Alex Smith would be next man up, as they say.
That's pretty surprising.
Yes.
That's very surprising. I mean, I have no idea what's happening in that locker room, but there's some, if you're Dwayne Haskins and you go from not just the starting quarterback, but to the third,
right.
You're on the phone with your agent. Jay, as an athlete, how quickly did he call his agent after that conversation?
2 days ago. 2 days ago. And look, everything that you heard Chase Young talk about him is Dwayne Haskins is coming back. He's going to be the guy. He's going to be the leader of our team. It just puts everything in jeopardy. But can I tell you this? I get so worried every time I hear the name Alex Smith. Just knowing what he's been through, knowing that it takes one wrong hit, Jacoby, like one wrong hit for all the things he's battled through, like I want to see him win. I think him being back on a roster is a win. I don't know if I want to see him on the field with the physicality associated around the NFL.
Well, I disagree, actually.
Yeah?
I feel like if you put the pads on and you go through the training camp and you go through the rehab, okay, you're there to play. You know, he's not a coach. He's a quarterback. And I feel like if he is truly back and he's been cleared medically, he's going to give it a shot. And again, in the terrible instance in which something bad happens, we won't see him again.
That's why I get worried. Yeah. The latter part is why I get worried.
100%. You could not have said that better. By the way, Kyle Allen, this is crazy. I mean, you think the Browns have quarterback turnover? Kyle Allen is going to be the seventh starting quarterback since 2018 for the Washington. This is 2 years. Seventh starting quarterback in 2 years. As you may know, we've asked Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin Nation on Twitter on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed if the NFC East, home of the Washington football team, with a combined record, a triumphant record of 3-12-1, that's right, four teams, three wins a quarter way through the season, do they deserve to host a playoff game? As we know, the playoff field will be expanded, but if you're a division winner, you do get that luxury. Should that be the case if a division is this terrible and putrid? 74% of our fans on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, an emphatic no, including, I just love sometimes whipping out these Twitter names, Whip 52 45 47 24. That sounds like a John Gruden play call.
That's my guy.
You know him.
A lot of numbers.
Yeah.
Whip, thanks great for checking in. He just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed and didn't give any random combination of numbers. He just used some words here. No losing team deserves to host a playoff game. Jay's on board. You on board?
Well, let's reserve judgment for a second.
Okay.
Are we sure the Eagles and the Cowboys are going to be losing teams at the end of the season? Like, are we sure about that?
They have to play each other.
That's a good point. The Eagles have shown a propensity to tie games. So I was going to say someone has to win, but someone has to win or tie, I suppose.
Right.
But I think that four games into the season, we've seen teams turn it around before.
Oh, and four teams have made the playoffs.
Yes, I've seen it happen before. Now, if they are truly a losing team, they should not host a playoff game. But also, what is hosting a game now with no fans anyway?
I don't think if you look at the Cowboys schedule, they're playing the Giants next. Okay, we haven't won a game yet. We've thrown for three touchdowns in 14 quarters. Probably not going to beat the Cowboys. The Cardinals, it seems like they're unraveling to a degree. The Washington football team, the Eagles could be a game. Steelers, that would be a game. Vikings, we know the Vikings are. Washington football team. Ravens will be a game. Bengals game. 49ers, they're still depleted. Eagles, and then Giants again. I do think that the Dallas Cowboys will have a winning record when it's all said and done. But if it does continue to trend in a car wreck style and conversation, then that's what frustrates me, Jacoby.
It is
about that. Like, if it ends up being a major car accident and you're talking about the worst of the worst, I don't like to reward teams with losing records. I'd rather go to a division like the AFC North and say, I know it's the AFC and it's not an NFC, but let's rank the top teams with the best records and let that dictate whether you have home field advantage or not.
Of course. And also, when you look at that Dallas Cowboy team, you say, you know what? God, Dak has been throwing for so many yards. The offense looks great. All I have to do is make some tweaks on defense, and they could really turn this around. But you also have to remember, the one win they have is because of an onside kick, right. Like an amazing, like probably
against the Falcons.
The greatest onside kick I've ever seen in my life. I mean, that's their one win. So this could go either way for this Cowboy team and the whole division, frankly.
I got to tell you, you are sweating profusely right now.
I like the studio.
What is going on?
I like my studio, the Jalen and Jacoby studio, to be 67 degrees. It's very hot in here.
It's a lot of sweat.
It's very hot in here.
He's looking for the summer.
I'm uncomfortable. I saw myself on the screen. I was like, I'm shiny. This is, you know what it is?
It's makeup.
Zubin makes me nervous. You know what I mean? Zubin makes
me
nervous.
We need more powder out here. I don't know what's happening.
This is such a big spot, you know?
Dave Jacoby from Jalen and Jacoby here in this big spot. Joining us in studio, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll get you out of here on this. NFL playoff bubble. Would you be for it?
Logistically, very difficult. If they could get the sort of the X's and O's together, yes, I would be for it. Absolutely. I think they kind of have to, let's be honest.
I need to ask our fans a Twitter poll question. Who sweats more, Patrick Ewing or David Jacoby?
I'm the sweatiest man. When I go to play pickup basketball,
give him a wristband.
I bring three t-shirts when I play pickup basketball.
Pat this down.
Ewing at the free throw line was something.
That is
fair enough. Still to come.
Sweating like Sean Miller.
One of Ewing's. Hang on. Keith's calling in here.
You got to disinfect this whole area. I don't know.
Still to come.
Now I'm self-conscious.
It's the closest you and I will ever get to Michael Jordan. You can get to within an arm's length. We'll tell you about it next.
Throw this man a towel.
I'm going to take a shower.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Before we let you go, on Get Up, Mike Greenberg's television show over on ESPN, they just announced the new Last Dance Blu-ray gift set that's going to be available to own beginning November 10th. That, of course, the great 10-part series chronicling Michael Jordan's championship Last Bulls team. If you're watching us this morning on ESPN News, Keyshawn's got the box set. And he's holding it.
Vanna Black.
Yeah.
Right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Vanna Black.
I almost feel like it should be Drew Carey here. The Price is Right. Key's just, he's got the, you can't go over. You know, Key, you cannot go over on the Showcase Showdown. The only thing that's cooler that we'll be able to get one of those to you, and you can get it first. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Get it in your hands. You know all about The Last Dance, the award-winning outstanding documentary nonfiction series this year. Blu-ray gift set also includes, get this, not just the 10 hours, but over 4 hours of bonus features, special packaging, and a 28-page gallery book with stunning photography. It's going to be released just in time for the holidays. If you know a Michael Jordan fan, there's millions of them out there. The limited-time Blu-ray set makes the perfect gift for the basketball fanatic in your life. Well, now you can enter for your chance to win. Here's the deal. In just a minute, we're going to send out a tweet from the Key J and Z Twitter handle. And all you got to do is retweet that post and make sure you're following Key J and Z make sure you're following ESPN Radio on Twitter and include the hashtag The Last Dance Radio Sweeps. Once again, that's hashtag The Last Dance Radio Sweeps, following our Twitter feed and ESPN Radio's Twitter feed. You have until the end of tomorrow's show to do that for your chance to win. All you got to do is retweet it. Hashtag The Last Dance Radio Sweeps. One more time, The Last Dance Radio Sweeps. Here we go. We're going to send out the tweet here in moments, and officially it is out there. One more time, retweet that post and tag us, KJ and Z, tag ESPN Radio, and include the hashtag, the most important part, The Last Dance Radio Sweeps. Again, you have until the end of tomorrow's show, exactly 9:59 and 59 seconds Eastern. We're breaking it down to the second for your chance to win that Last Dance Blu-ray gift set. To check out complete rules, go to ESPNradio.com or the Listen tab of ESPN for complete contest rules. There are some exclusive, never seen before footage, including an interview
Zubin,
with Michael.
What was that hashtag again?
The hashtag is The Last Dance Radio Sweeps.
Okay.
Just to make sure to get it in there. Make sure we get it in there. Never before seen footage. Stu Scott, the late great Stu Scott, sits down with Michael Jordan for an interview 22 years ago. It's never been seen on television. That will be a part of this. We've got SportsCenter Scott Van Pelt sitting down with a roundtable to talk about everything we saw in that, get some expert analysis and commentary. And we'll have Jalen and Jacoby. Jacoby just joined us.
Will
and
he be sweaty?
And he will have an interview. He's going to take it.
I've never seen that footage before.
And they'll have an interview, Jalen and Jacoby will, with Jason Heer. He's actually the director of The Last Dance. You may have seen him appearing on Monday mornings all throughout ESPN platforms after that amazing series aired every Sunday night earlier this year. So once again, tongue planted firmly in cheek, but totally serious, because this is big time, The Last Dance Radio Sweep. Hashtag The Last Dance Radio Sweep. You've got until about this time tomorrow to get it in, Key J and Z, and at ESPN Radio. Good luck for the Michael Jordan fan and your family. This would be an amazing gift.
I am so curious about how much footage that they cut. Just
a lot, hours.
Well, I know. Well, I'm just saying, from a guy that spent time playing in that organization, that spent a lot of time with Jerry Krause, spent a lot of time, you know, before he passed, rest in peace, spent a lot of time with Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner, understanding, knowing who Phil Jackson is a little bit. Interesting to see what actually comes out in that unreleased footage.
And we've got it for you 24 hours from now. Get on there, hashtag it, and you have an opportunity to win. Like I said, for a Michael Jordan fan, what could be better? We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I want to present Key with an interesting scenario. What do you got?
Yeah, can I tweet at it?
Yeah, you can absolutely do it. You can absolutely do it.
Don't answer the question, Zubin. Do you remember the hashtag? He only said it 30,000 times.
I really wasn't listening.
The Last Dance Radio Sweeps. The Last Dance Radio Sweeps. Come on.
Man. He said it 30 times.
He was saying a lot. He went for about 4 minutes. I was like, you're really selling it. It must really be good.
I mean, it's pretty good, right?
Of course, The Last Dance, I've been watched it. But I mean, in terms of the extra footage, I didn't see any of that. So I'm sure that stuff is going to be intense and good.
And somebody will grab it. Somebody has an opportunity. So just make sure you got the hashtag and you've got about 24 hours to do it. Okay, listen, while you were on Get Up, we had some interesting news break from the Washington football team that not only are they benching Dwayne Haskins and elevating Kyle Allen, who has a relationship with Coach Rivera from when they were together in Carolina, but maybe
tried that. That didn't work out.
Yes, it started well, didn't end well, that's for sure. But the more intriguing news, Key, is that Alex Smith is being elevated to the number two position ahead of Dwayne Haskins. For those that, of course, need to recall, Alex Smith possibly had his leg amputated, could have lost his life, suffered 18 injuries after one of the most grotesque injuries we've ever seen on a National Football League field. So he now, amazingly, after all of this, Key, thought he would never play again, might not live. This dude is one snap away. They're playing the Los Angeles Rams.
But you know what this smells like to me?
What?
It smells like preparation, lack thereof, by Dwayne Haskins. Mm. That's what it smells like. When you go from 1 to 3, and typically teams don't activate 3 quarterbacks. They usually only activate 2 for the game day. Yeah. That's what it smells like. It smells like a lack of preparation that they were not very happy at, because he wasn't underperforming to the degree of benching for this type of team. He was underperforming based on what they thought he was at the 15th pick. And with a new head coach and a new offensive coordinator in Turner, that you kind of – give him a little leeway to get it done and get it together. This sounds like that they're looking at film and they didn't think he was prepared and he wasn't being a veteran, being a quarterback in which they thought he should be in terms of in the classroom. He was almost like still thinking he was at Ohio State or in college. That's what it sounds like to me. Now, it just totally sounds like that to me.
October 3rd, Adam Schefter wrote an article that said Ron Rivera told Dwayne Haskins his play must improve or QB risk being benched. Right? So everything that I've seen from Ron Rivera is that he's always been reasonable. Key,
well, it's not his guy. It's not his guy.
New guy organization. Yeah. Let's see what he can offer.
But it's the owner's guy.
But it's still early, too. That's the thing. We're only four games into a new head coach's stint with the Washington football team. So it's like, what has he done wrong warranting to be benched this early when he's this young for Kyle Allen? If this team was headed in the right direction, and they said, we got a shot, I can understand that. But maybe in this division, they feel like they can win the division because the division is poor. Maybe they say, well, we can insert so we can win. We want to win the division. Maybe that's it, opposed to building onto something.
This is where I don't want to speculate because I'm not spending time in those rooms. But I'm with you, Keith. There feels like there's something a little bit deeper there. And if that revolves around preparation or other things, that would probably be the one thing that would make him go from one to three.
What happens with quarterbacks, if they don't prepare, they look bad. And they're not putting people in the right position, you know, and they're not understanding what they're being told by the coaches. So coaches tend to get frustrated and say, you know what, I can't keep wasting my time with someone that's not getting the information that I'm giving them. I know I'm giving it to you, right? You're not processing it when you get to the field. So therefore, we got open receivers. You're not making the necessarily adjustments when people are starting to blitz you. You're doing things wrong. So I'd rather put you down and let somebody else take that spot. That's what it sounds like.
Two quick points. Remember on draft night when Daniel Jones was selected by the New York Giants, Dwayne Haskins thought he certainly should have went ahead of Daniel Jones. You saw him on national TV sitting at his draft party, smirking, eye rolling. It just wasn't a good look at the beginning. And secondarily, Gruden last year when Jay Gruden was there, clearly it wasn't his guy. Gruden's trying to save his job. You don't save your job with a young quarterback, so you understand the dissension there. But with a first-year head coach and a guy the owner clearly wants to win the job and have the job, this is very concerning news, no question about it.
We're talking about a second-year quarterback. He's not even like a fifth-year quarterback. Second year.
Yeah. Not bullish, though. Alex Smith could be one snap away. More news throughout the day on the COVID test.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.